Is it bad? Oh, a lot of lessons are learned from the bad stuff, from the wrongdoing. Everything is black and white together. Depends where it happens, when it happens. This is what existence is. Relativity. Forget about absolute stuff. It's relative. He said, for this relativity, your belgaze should move. But during this move, your belgaze could go crazy. By philosophizing it and looking for it here and there, it's over there, the baby. She put the baby and she was looking around for the miracle. Remember the story? That was the next story. That remember that your intelligence is needed here. We are talking to you, okay? And this intelligence is being used, but should be controlled in a controlled way. That controlled way is what? Is the rest of the story of Solomon. We came back to it. And with the last story, the rest of the story, he started to talk about humanity and how we react, really, how we do something. Meanwhile, Solomon is building the mosque. How? He will be taught from somewhere else. Nobody could say it. He knows it. Why? Because the sky is high. Because the information is not studied by Solomon. Everything comes to him as it is. This is that healthy arrived stuff over there that we think that our peer and our leaders are being close to that step. He talked about that step. We then started something else. Do you remember what was next? A poet who wrote a poem and received a lot. The year after he goes there, another poem, he doesn't receive a lot. Why? This is how the life is for you. Remember, when you do something, repeating it, the time is changing always. So something you good today, you do it tomorrow, is no good. Therefore you have to understand the time, because time is one of our dimensions, isn't it? So this poet didn't know it. He thought that everything is cliché and could be repeated. And we are approaching, actually at the end of this story, he went up and down to explain some ayahs, some tafsir, something like that, to talk about what? He said, let me give you a very good example. When I say something is good, but it could be bad, and think, you think that I'm making some philosophy. Let me tell you this. To teach the evil-natured man knowledge and the skill is to put a sword in the hand of a brigand or a thief. The paragraph started like this. He said, listen, okay, there is some fellow and I have a good tool. Should I give it to this fellow or not? It depends. If that fellow is going to use this tool in a good way, yes. But if that fellow is going to use this tool in a wrong way, and we are talking about what? Knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is a tool. It's a tool which is given to our brain. There are some people that we pray that they didn't have this knowledge because they couldn't hurt the other people this much. This is the subject. Actually, this was almost finishing this story because we are going to approach another story which is very similar to this poet. We will talk about a servant and a slave who is writing letters to the king and doesn't like his position. This is what we are going to approach. We are at the end of the story of the necessity of paying attention to the use of a tool of knowledge. Today, he will tell you, you know what, let me tell you this, as simple as this. If a stupid fellow is asking a question or talking to you, what should you do? This is today's teaching, zip it. Don't even answer the stupid fellow, because what's the use of that conversation? If that fellow is a bad fellow, cut your relationship. Don't even answer the argument that he brings in or something like that. I believe today you are the guilty party. It's not a choice.
Showing that omission to reply is a reply confirms the saying that silence is the reply to the fool. The explanation of both these is in the story which will now be related.
What was that? Now listen to that. Rumi was explaining something bizarre. First of all, he said, there are two stories, and I want to tell you one story about two of these two subjects. The first one was that when you don't answer, that's like an answer. And the second one is you could choose not to answer to the stupid one. Means what? Brought it together. And in the title it said, these are two together. Somebody's talking to me. I don't answer. Means what? I reacted somehow. Not doing is doing, is a deed. So I didn't do it. Second, and a stupid fellow is talking to me. I don't answer. Why? Because the stupidity is not arguable. The stupid fellow is stupid. These both is in this story, a short story. Yes, please.
There was a king. He had a slave. He was one whose reason was dead and whose lust was alive. He would neglect the niceties of service to him. He was thinking evil and deeming good. The monarch said, reduce his allowance, and if he wrangle, strike his name off the roll. His reason was deficient, his cupidity excessive. When he saw the allowance was reduced, he became violent and refractory. Had there been reason, he would have made a circuit round himself in order that he might see his offense and become forgiven. When, on account of asininity, a tethered ass becomes violent, both his legs will be shackled in addition. Then the ass will say, one tether is enough for me. In truth, do not think, for those two are from the action of that vile creature.
As simple as that. End of the story. Yes, the explanation will come later, but look at the story, how simple it is. So, okay, there was this king and had this fellow. This stupid fellow is doing wrong, but he doesn't know it because he's dummy. He thinks that he's doing good. The king will say, okay, cut his salary, and if he starts to do something wrong again, kick him out. The guy will do what? Will argue to be kicked out because he doesn't have apple. If he knows, first of all, the king ordered me to be punished. What should I do? I should look at myself. What did I do? Who am I? Not judge the judgment of the king, which I don't like, because that judgment was against me. If there was some apple over there, some intelligence, he will turn around himself to see what is my deeds, what am I doing, who am I really? And he would have found his guilt. If you're really looking how you are, you will find it. But the guy didn't do it, like a stupid ass. stupid ass will move around stupidly, so one of the legs is tightened on the wall. He will move and the other leg will get there and he will finally say, one was enough. Stupid one doesn't understand. Yes, one was enough and one was there. The second one, you made it yourself. You make it worse. Go back to the beginning of the book, remember? You jump in the garden of beloved and suddenly, you get silly and you do silly stuff. And when is criticized, what do? You make some silly explanation which makes the trouble worse. This is exactly here. The guy is doing good, he's punished, and he's doing worse because he thinks that they did it to me. This is what you see in the people. Whatever happened to them, they look around to blame something. Even if they don't find anything, they blame qaza, qadar's happening, blah, blah, blah. It's coming from the heaven. No. Action has a reaction. This is the time of Rumi. When I was 20s, it changed. It's not right. An action doesn't have a reaction. An action has a chain of reactions, a hell of reactions. When you're talking about feedback, so much. It's not that I do something, no. I do something wrong. I kick a boy. I'm creating a fascist which in the future will kick everyone. My influence is there. I should know, I should understand that one thing has a chain of reactions, so I should be careful. This guy was not. Let's hear the explanation of that. Yes.
In exposition of the following hadith of Mustafa, on whom be peace, truly the Most High God created the angels and set reason in them, and he created the beasts and set lust in them. And he created the sons of Adam and set in them reason and lust. And he whose reason prevails over his lust is higher than the angels. And he whose lust prevails over his reason is lower than the beasts.
Okay. Complete explanation of something. First, remember that this is written in Arabic. So the Persians who are reading this cannot read that. They let go of that title. This title is in Arabic. Why? Because whenever Rumi wants to give you something to go to and expand your education and information over there, he will go to Quran or Hadith or something like that. If not, he will make it Arabic. You remember that when he's talking, sometimes that somehow agitation is there. He will give a couple of verses in Arabic, then he comes back to Persian. Here the title was Arabic, but it's clear what it is and we will see it. Yes.
It is related in the Hadith that the majestic God created the creatures of the world three kinds. One class entirely reason and knowledge and munificence. That is the angel. He knows nothing but prostration in worship. In his original nature is no concupiscence and sensuality. He is absolute light, living through love of God. Another class is devoid of knowledge, like the animal and fatness from fodder. It sees nothing but stable and fodder. It is heedless of misery and glory. The third is Adam's descendant, and man. Half of him is the angel, and half of him is ass. The ass half, indeed, inclines to that which is low. The other half inclines to that which is rational. Those two classes are at rest from war and combat, while this man is in torment with two adversaries.